Welcome to Soul Dive,
your one-stop K-pop P-Nation stan comedy podcast.
No. Fine. Yes. My name is Michelle.
Are you going to deny it? I'm Rika, and I'm not going to deny it.
We can't deny it. I mean, no. Our past episode was about TNX, so.
Exactly. And I mean, we always talk about Jessie.
True.
It's like every other week. It's just like, anyway, Jessie, call us.
Yeah, I know.
She hasn't yet, by the way. Just a quick update, guys. She hasn't called us yet.
Oh, man.
And we're deeply disappointed.
We are. But maybe we just need to get our toes wetter into the P-Nation pool.
In the kiddie pool or the regular
pool? No, in the regular pool and the kiddie pool.
Okay, cool. Okay, that sounds good. Well, Penomeko's coming back real soon, so.
Exactly.
We'll have something to talk about in about 4 weeks.
Yep.
At this pace.
I know. Yeah.
God, we're trying, guys.
We're catching up.
Yeah, well, we just love everyone, so we gotta.
I know.
We may be behind, but we just love everyone so much.
Exactly. We're just loving them at our own pace.
Exactly. We're very my pace.
Speaking of that, though, being behind, I forgot that I never talked about the boys' concert.
Oh my god. I meant to ask you and I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
I don't know why I forgot.
Did something happen?
And oh my god, I feel like such a douchebag because I said like nothing happened. All that happened was that I saw a Zeppelin. It's like you went to look at actual like the boys' concert.
I know. And I was like, yeah, like, nothing over
happened.
Here.
No.
Stupid. Yeah. My god. So that did happen. I went. It was great.
Riveting.
It was very great. The end. No. No, of course.
We expect it no less.
Yeah.
And no more.
No, but of course, like I said before, Eric wasn't there, which is very sad because it's LA and, you know, it's like his quote unquote hometown.
Yeah.
So that was sad. But it was also Jacob's birthday on the day of the concert.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So they brought out like a giant cake that all the boys decorated and they did the celebration and stuff on stage.
I hope no one gave it to Kevin.
No, it was like a giant one of those like rectangular cakes that's on like
the
platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they tried, I think all of the W were just like so scared because they tried showing it to the camera. So they were tipping it forward and they're like, this won't fall, right?
It's like, it always falls. Have you learned nothing?
Yeah. But they did it. And yeah, that was a little special thing because you only ever see those in like those Korean concerts where they roll out the cake on stage.
Nice.
Oh, that was cute.
Oh, they brought a little piece of cake from Korea with them.
I know.
It's very nice.
Yeah, but they were so cute and they were so excited. And of course, the fans, W, were just like insanely loud.
Nah, as they should be. But of course, I have to ask a question because we asked that question before and after every concert, every time seeing a group live in person for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your new bias?
Oh, no.
No, but like who stood out the most? Who was like, or like who surprised you the most?
Surprised me the most? I would probably say Kevin because he, like he had his new hair color going on and everything. And also just because there were so many arms out during this concert, it was insane.
Suns out, guns out.
Yeah, so Kevin's arms were just out the entire time. And I know we've been talking about how he's been working out more and stuff.
He has been beefing up.
Yeah, he is so beefy in person too. I was like, whoa, your arms are popping.
What do they put in his maple syrup? I don't understand.
I know, right? Yeah, so he was beefing up. Like, Hyunjae's arms were popping too. And stuff like that.
Yeah, don't talk to me about that.
And also,
I don't want to hear that.
There were so many arms. There were so many like tummy flashes too, because they were all wearing these like kind of like not crop tops, but when you raise your arms, they just go. Whoop.
Yeah.
So then there was a lot
flash
of tummy.
Everyone. Okay. Yeah. Oh wow. How was my sweet baby angle, Sonu?
He was great. He was like feeling himself. I know.
Mm.
Yeah. And he has really great proportions in person too.
Okay, very nice. I was more talking about his performance, but that's very good to know. And
no.
I'm not going to cry myself to sleep at all.
It's great.
Because I couldn't be there.
No. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. They're live. I think the venue was probably because it was more of a theater venue rather than like a arena or whatever.
Concert. Yeah.
So I think the audio was a lot better, in my opinion. So you could hear them sing. Like, it was
nice.
Completely 100% live.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Yeah, they were all great live, of course.
Yeah. That reminds me of the tiny 101 venue in Vegas. No, not Vegas, Chicago.
Yeah.
The girl next to me was from Vegas. That's probably what I was thinking of. But yeah, that was also really cool. Like so small, so close. And of course, if you have a smaller venue, the sound's going to be a little bit better. More
clear.
What's it called? More clear, but also more, you know.
Contained.
Trapped in one small. Yeah, contained. Yeah. That's the word.
Yeah.
So no, that's
giant cool. Echoes.
Exactly. And no, you know, corners that are too far to reach.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have the proper setup. So, you know, that was, I think we talked about this, but that was one of the qualms that our friend's friend at the AT's concert had, because she was in
seating somewhere.
One of the upper, like, in seating, but also pretty far up. So she didn't really hear much, which is really, for, you know, venue that size and that, you know, as much money as went into it, you would think that they set up a better sound system overall, but I guess not.
Nope. Yeah. We didn't have a problem down and standing.
No, of course not. We had our ears blasted off.
Oh, God.
It was great. Mostly by Atini, who were incredible.
I know. Man, we chose the best fandoms to join.
Honestly, I'm so proud of us and them and everyone.
Yeah, same. Good work, team.
Yes. Go, team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, my existence got wiped out. So.
Yeah.
My computer, it didn't die. I'm still using it, but something went wrong where I couldn't log back into it, like, at all. And the craziest thing is, so my laptop has, or had, the thing where you could sign in either with your fingerprint, a PIN, or a password. So the first two options completely went away. It wanted a password. I knew the password. It had, like, the password hint. It could have only been this one password. Yes, there were several options of, like, combinations, but I tried them all and none of them worked. It could have only been that one password. It didn't work. So something went completely wrong there. And I had to reset it and wipe out 4 years of files. I had to wipe my master's thesis. I had to wipe, like, all of my school stuff from grad school that I did ever, which, I mean, good riddance, but still, it kind of, you know.
Yeah, you worked on it.
It's a little bit upsetting, yeah. I worked on it. Like, all of my papers that I ever wrote, because I sent them all from my school account, and I don't have that anymore, obviously. So, that was really tough. I think photos, most of the photos I have backed up somewhere, either on a hard drive or, like, my Apple Cloud. So
yeah.
So that's fine. But it's still, like, all the files that I just lost without knowing that I lost them.
Yeah.
You know, that I didn't even remember in the moment or, like, in the past, because it's been a day. And I'm just, like, a little anxious about all the stuff that I don't even know I lost, but probably will find out at some point. But
yeah. No, it's just things that you will eventually be like, oh, yeah, let me go find that. And then it's not going to be there anymore.
All my scanned documents, like, you know, diplomas and stuff.
God.
Of which I probably have the hard copy somewhere, but I've moved, like, 6 times in the last 5 years. So, I don't fucking know where anything is. But yeah, so now what's interesting is that, first of all, my Wi-Fi driver died today. So, or, like, it was corrupted by some Windows update that wasn't executed properly. I don't even know.
Ugh, Windows.
And then also what, I don't know if it's a good thing or not. So now I cannot, I resetted it to factory, right? So everything should be the same. However, there is no password option anymore.
What?
I can't even set a password anymore. It now only has fingerprint and PIN.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what options I have. Is it, it's still Windows 10, right?
It's 11.
Oh, it's 11. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard a lot of things are breaking with that, so.
Yep, I can tell. But I've had it for so long. I've had it since it came out, and I never didn't have any problems with it.
Yeah, I mean, my computer can't even run 11, because.
Oh yeah.
It was 7 at first, and then I automatically went to 10, and then now it's like, oh, you're too old, and I'm like, okay, cool.
No, that's okay.
Didn't want you anyway.
No, honestly, I don't understand what the improvements are, other than that you can now make your laptop look like a fucking MacBook, and why would you want that?
Seriously.
But, oh, well. But yeah, for now it's running. I will start looking for new ones just to be safe.
Yeah.
And just so I don't sit, you know, end up without a laptop at some point, because that's really stressful.
Exactly.
But yeah. Also, I saw the Zeppelin again.
Yeah, you kept saying Zeppelin.
I snapped
Zeppelin.
It to you this
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I replied to that because I didn't know what you were talking about at first yesterday. Mm. Not yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, last week. Yeah.
Yeah, last week. You know. Yeah, and I was like, Zeppelin, that's like a bird, right?
No. No.
Like, okay, it's she a, saw a really big bird.
Yeah.
Oh,
it no, was it's the aircraft.
Yeah.
The blimp. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, never mind.
No, it's because it's named after the inventor. His name was Zeppelin. Yeah. It makes me think of Led Zeppelin. So
I know.
But yeah. Yeah, I know. Technically, it's a blimp. Which, what kind of name is that, honestly?
I don't know. Blip.
It's like, it's majestic. It's like a gas-filled, like, giant aircraft. And it's like, it's a Zeppelin. No, it's a blimp. Oh, look at the blimp in the air.
I mean,
oh,
yeah, if it's really far away, it's like, bloop, right there.
Well, then it's, well, by that logic, everything should be a blimp. A plane should be a blimp. A hot air balloon should be a blimp.
That's, we'll do that from now on.
A UFO should be a blimp. A blue FO. I don't care.
Blimp FO.
Blimp FO.
Wow.
Unidentified flying blimp.
But now I know.
Okay, sorry. Sorry about the confusion.
No, it was just me being like, I totally know what that means.
But yeah, now, well, I snapped it to you, the blimpalin.
Yeah, I think I was just thinking of like albatross for some reason.
Ooh. Oh, that would be cool. I'd love to see one.
Yeah. And I was like, that's close.
Close enough.
That's also a ship name.
But yeah.
So.
But yes. Yeah. To pick up on that, I hadn't seen a blimp in a long time.
Yeah.
But now I saw it twice.
Was
in
it
a very short amount of
one
time.
One of those advertisement ones?
It may have been because it said Goodyear on it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was still a thing, and I'm just confused, you know?
I know.
I wonder if it's like a tourist thing, like, I don't know.
Maybe. And it's just sponsored by Goodyear.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Ooh, should we look into blimp rides?
We should look into that.
Look into blimp rides.
And also hot air balloon rides.
Yes. Let's do that.
Let's all go in the air.
Well, first of all, I'm going to look into plane tickets, but yes.
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 Sounds good.
Yes to all. Anyway.
Anyway, catching up on releases.
Yes. Let's do it. And let's start with something that happened about a month ago.
It's fine.
We're
here now.
But, yes, but friend of the podcast was on.
I just give
people that title. Ugh, I know.
I wish.
Just like to give people that title that I'm just manifesting friendships.
I know,
okay?
Right? Uzon call us too.
Yeah, seriously. He released his Moth EP.
Mm-hmm.
Like a moth to the flame. That's us with this EP, I presume.
Yes, it is. I mean, I love him more and more each day, honestly.
No. Aww.
And I always keep forgetting he's my, like, same age, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's younger, right? No, he's
no,
my age.
Which he's your age, uh-huh. Yeah.
Something happened where half of the reels I'm showing on Instagram now is just Wusong concert clips now.
Oh, that's torture.
I know. One day.
Because we could have gone, but we didn't.
One day.
But yeah, I'm just so amazed at how he always finds like the perfect vibes for his voice. Like he really know what works for him.
Yeah.
So good.
It's so good. And he is feeling himself these days.
He's feeling himself. He forgot his shirt in that MV.
He did.
Just dancing around like the Joker.
Yeah. The Phase Me. I think that's his like title song that he has.
Yeah, it is.
The music video for that. His confidence is just through the roof now.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Let me take him down a notch. Not to be a grammar Nazi about it, although I am German, so...
Mm-hmm.
But it's the wrong phase.
I know. Or is it?
Or is it? I was thinking about that. I was listening to the lyrics. I was like, is he doing something?
He probably
is. He trying to do something here?
He's probably doing a little artsy fartsy.
Oh, maybe. You think so? Maybe. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't really mind. I was just like, because for me, it's mostly, it's not actually a he got it wrong kind of thing. For me, it's like, because I'm not a native speaker. So I'm always just like, am I getting this wrong? So that's when I look it up. And that's when I'm like, oh, okay. So this is, you know, technically not what he's saying, but he's probably still doing it on purpose.
Yeah. I assume it has to do with like a moth and maybe like, do moths go through metamorphosis?
Not that I know of, but I know very little about moths.
Same. I mean, he came out of that cocoon in the music video, so I'm guessing it's like phases of life or something like that.
Oh my god. Oh, please, you two should never get high together. It would be so obnoxious. Please don't.
Come on. I mean, we're both, he would have gone into psychology in college, so, you know, we're gonna be that couple.
Did you watch the interview on Jolly with him?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's so cute because Ollie actually says that. He's like, because Woosung kind of talks about his like beginnings with K-pop and how he did this casting show and then he kind of, he left his company, but he didn't want to go back to America because he kind of felt like a failure and it was really difficult. And he worked at a Hagwon as an English teacher for a while.
Oh my god.
Which I didn't know. I was like, okay, wow, cool, okay. And then, like, but he presented his own, like, thoughts and emotions that he went through very eloquently. He's incredibly eloquent. And Ollie was just like, you would have been a great psychiatrist the way you just walked us through that in the last 5 minutes is so impressive. And it's like, yeah.
And that's why I love him.
Yeah, he's so creative, so eloquent, so just, yeah.
So great. He seems
so great.
No, but kind of the same vein of psychology because I saw a clip, I think it was some interview he was doing recently, but he talked about his synesthesia where basically for the audience out there, that's when you experience, like, when you experience one of your senses, you experience the other one. So it's like he sees colors when he hears songs. And then he also has colors for, like, the people he meets and stuff like that. But I just think it's so cool because...
I'm just thinking of so many jokes in my head right now, but please continue.
Yeah, and I just thought it was really cool because... If you go on to, like, Woosung's official YouTube, he has the official audio videos for his songs for this album. And the colors of the thumbnails, they're the colors that he sees for the songs.
Oh, that's so cool.
We get to see into his mind. Yeah.
We get to, what's the saying, pick his brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Get to pick his brain a little bit. Yeah, that's a really cool idea, though.
I know.
It's a cool way to connect or, like, connect his fans to his thoughts.
Yeah.
I like that.
I wonder what color he sees us as.
It's time for you to really enter. Loud. It's like neon green or something. He's just like, ugh.
Or like a poop brown. Like, oh.
Poop brown. God, that was the first thing I thought of when you brought this up. I was like, I'm not going to say poop brown today. I'm just not. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
I mean, I got it if we're talking about colors.
Yeah. I love that we're just so connected telepathically that we both thought of poop brown immediately.
Of course. Or we're just super childish, but...
I was going to say, we're great adults.
No, but...
Anyway, Woosung.
Yeah, Woosung. Amazing. Amazing.
Get it, bestie.
I just love... I mean, of course, I love all of the songs on the album.
Yeah. Oh, they're really good, yes.
I really like Side Effects, though. And also, Modern Life, the beginning of it, it gives me, like, early Ed Sheeran vibes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm all for that.
Yeah. No, I hear that. That's... Yeah, I really like Modern Life. It's kind of like, it feels upbeat, but it's not.
I know, right? It's like, ooh, yeah.
It's I'm like, it's depressed. Ooh, I'm vibing. Oh, wait, never mind. Hold on. It's like depressed in summer.
Yep.
But, yeah, really great. Also, what I didn't know is that he talked about this on Jolly too, but apparently Sorry was the first song they wrote for The Rose.
Yeah.
They had other songs written, but that was the one where it was like they had the melody and he was like, yes, this is it. And he wrote the lyrics in like 20 minutes and
It
to the company. And because Sorry is my favorite song by The Rose. Yeah. So it's just like,
it's the best.
It is the best. Oh, it is actually one of the best songs ever written. And no one can convince me otherwise.
Wow. That's so like cool to know that. Though.
Yeah.
That must have a special place in his heart.
I know. And it was so cool because they were... at the end of the interview, like, both Josh and Ollie were like, this has been one of the most fascinating conversations on our channel ever. Like,
oh my god.
They didn't say this, but basically, you're so cool, dude. And he's so cool, dude.
He's so cool. Every time he goes on a podcast, man. I'm just like, can I meet you and just talk to you?
I know. He just seems like he's very in touch with his emotions and like his self, his identity as like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, I would feel so stupid talking to you, but that's okay.
He would never know. He looks like he could also party it up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. He ordered all the Wagyu. I was like, invite me, please. You know, of course they were eating.
Of course. I gotta go watch that after this.
Dude, yes, do that and write down the name of the restaurant because it was in LA. It was in K-Town, so we're going. Oh. It's super expensive probably, but...
Oh yeah, with Wagyu and stuff.
Yeah.
No.
And they had like their own room where they were sitting. Yeah. I was like,
No, we'll get bougie. We'll do it.
Yeah, let's at least have a look at it because the food looked amazing.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
The best.
On.
Love you. Can't wait for the rose to come back too.
Yes. Oh, please.
Yes. And the rose tour. The rose in LA. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They better.
Cool. Shall we move on or shall we talk about Woosung some more? Because I know I could. I know you could.
I could definitely, but no.
Yeah.
We should get into Astro. Yeah. And they're full-length album, Drive to the Starry Road, which also came out like a month ago.
Yeah, May 16th. I've always wanted to go on a road trip with Astro.
Asteroid trip. That too.
Yes. But yeah, they're just like the masters of fun and like K-pop. It's incredible.
It is.
It's so inoffensive, but in the best way.
It is, yeah. So their title track, Candy Sugar Pop, which is kind of like crazy, sexy, cool, but, you know.
Yeah. Such updated. A summer banger. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so colorful. Like both the song and the video. So freaking colorful.
I know. Instant mood booster. Summer bop.
Yeah. I love when they do that thing with Moonbin's hair. You know, like not the mop, not the perm. Just like, no. Like the sleek look.
Yeah. Ah. It's so good. Yeah. And anyway. His hair is black again. So, you know, we're into that.
God, yeah.
And speaking of Moonbin, though, I saw that Astro did a concert in Korea this past weekend or this past week, and Moonbin just completely had a shirt off.
Of course, he always does. I don't know why he still pretends like he wants to wear a shirt. I really think he's over that.
Yeah, he's over that now. He's transcended shirts.
Yes. Oh yeah, I support that. I want him to live his true life. Being
his true
best
form.
And most naked self, yes.
Yes. More naked than naked, remember?
More naked than naked, exactly. No, but that does not surprise me at all. He's very proud of his body, as he should be.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, this entire album, very Astro, very good. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's Drive to Starry Road. I feel like it's perfect songs to play while driving.
I was going to say, I could see us driving to like Seokcho Lake playing that album.
Yeah. Just chilling.
Yeah, we just need to figure out who's going to drive. I can do it.
Whoever gets their license in Korea first.
I don't think you need to. You can just get your international license, right?
Yeah. Well, we need to get the international license then.
Yeah, that's just paperwork.
Is it? You don't have to do any tests or anything?
No, not for the international license. Because it's only valid for a year. And then in Japan, for example, I wouldn't even have, like Americans do, but I wouldn't have to even get an international license. I can just go to some office and get my license translated and use that in Japan.
How though? It's like the opposite side of the road and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, because we go through a lot of training in Germany.
Well, yeah, so. Okay. Yeah, for you guys, it makes sense.
And we have England.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, but
cool.
Probably won't be a problem. I would definitely get my international license for a summer Korea road trip.
I know, right? That sounds easy.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's do it. 2023.
And play Astro as our background.
Yes, I love it. I genuinely like every song.
Yeah, I know. It's like, ooh,
there
this
are
one's
some
cool.
that I love more, but I like them all.
Me too.
Yeah. What are your favorites?
I think I really like More. It's so smooth and like,
yes, cool. It's velvety.
I know.
It's so crazy, sexy, cool.
It is. And then also, I mean, I always appreciate Astro Slower songs like Story or like Light Story, yes. And stuff.
Literally, yeah, it's the same list.
Yep.
I have More and Story than All Day because, you know, give me that paycheck.
Yeah. Yes.
And I also like Stars.
Yeah, it's cute.
It is cute. But yeah, basically that, it's cute. Mm-hmm. And like all of the other ones.
I know. Yeah.
But yeah, well, unfortunately, this was the last comeback for Astro as a whole group for a while because MJ, the eldest, enlisted in the military.
Yes.
And immediately, apparently, I don't know if you saw this, but Fantasio.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasio had to release an appeal to Astro fans to stop prank calling the base he's at. And it didn't say what they were prank, like what kind of pranks they were, if they were just trying to call them to get to talk to him or whatever, but basically it's just prank calls to the base that really, you know, interfered with his training and to please stop it. I want to know what they did. I want to know what they said.
I know. Yeah. But man, the fact that they had to even come out with an official statement like, hey, stop calling.
It must have been excessive.
I know. Dang, MJ. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know Astro fans could go that hard.
I know.
In the worst way.
Yeah, in the worst way. I mean, Astro's pretty chaotic. Makes sense.
True. It's very true. I just still don't understand. There are some things I will never understand. Like, what in your head, what is the outcome of this?
You get noticed by your Opar.
But no, because you can't call him on base. You're just going to get a pissed, like, secretary.
Who knows? Maybe it's like, let me speak to him. I'm his mother. Maybe that's the prank.
That is a bad prank.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm just baffled by people sometimes.
Same.
It's like those Hussing fans who like, no, not fans, just Hussings, who like follow them. And it's like, what do you think is going to happen? How does this have a positive outcome for anyone involved?
They don't think it through. They just do.
But how are your primal instincts so off?
I don't know.
Man, please go to like human school, primate school. Something is wrong with you and your brains.
Yeah, those people need
help.
They need help. They need people to take away their money too, because if you have that much time and money for that, please.
Yeah, honestly, take away the money and give it to like broke and starving us.
Seriously, so that we can have our road trip in the summer for Seoul.
Exactly, far away from all the idols. All we want is sunshine and kimbap and
Wagyu.
Astro on the radio. All yes. Well, I mean, since we're in Korea, we can probably do Hanu.
Yeah, whichever is
both.
Tastier.
Whichever is more accessible.
Yeah. Anyway, ooh. Astro.
And we should have a meet-off sometime where we get Hanu and Wagyu and see what's better.
Yeah, and Kobe.
Yeah, well, yeah. I feel like that's cheating because that's also Japanese.
Yeah, but I mean, there's like a difference. I don't know what there is the difference is.
There is a difference. Well, it's very specific, like, to the way the cattle is raised.
Yeah, but also I don't know what the mouthfeel difference is.
Oh God, I don't know that either. I just felt like Japan had an unfair advantage.
No, we're gonna get like the grade A plus whatever Hanu, and we'll try it out.
A5 Wagyu and
yeah,
whatever that means.
All of that. A1 sauce.
Yes, to Wagyu. A1 sauce. Oh, we're gonna get the spice and the sauce. No, the sauce and the spice.
Yes. Okay. Shall we get into our last bit of comeback news?
Sure.
Because 1S, one half of the one, I don't know what their sister, do they have like a, does 1S and 1WE have a overall group name?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we'll make one up for them soon.
Cool. One them.
Yes, one half of one them. 1S is back. That actually works so well.
Because we're not in the group, so to us, they're just them.
Yeah.
One day.
Yes. So So Oneness came out with their Trickster mini album on the 17th with their title track Bring It On.
Yeah. One day after you left me forever.
Oh no.
Oh. Yes, Trickster.
Yes.
Very nice. Love skydiving.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, the songs are all pretty good, which I'm really excited about, because with Oneness, it's kind of hit or miss for me sometimes, but this album, I think, is really solid. Mm-hmm. Skydiving, instant favorite.
Ooh. I like how we're the opposite for this one, because I picked everything other than that.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Well, first of all, Bring It On. The chorus is super catchy, and it's just, like, very Oneness, so I'm into it.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
I'm into
so
it.
So good, but I'm like,
Yeah, but for me, I put down Fragile because it's like so groovy. I really like it. And then Mr. Wolf is just like...
Mr. Wolf was good.
Peak like Halloween season. Like, that would be a great Halloween song. It's like spooky summer.
Oh, God. Finally a song to replace the EXO song.
Yeah, Wolf. Yes, yeah, please.
We can now please forget about EXO's Wolf and Stray Kids Wolfgang and just move on to Mr. Wolf. Thank you.
Yes, yes please.
PSA over.
Yeah. No, but I really like the album overall. It has a really good theme and like feel. Yeah,
it's nice.
And you know, a lot of abs in the music video.
God, honestly, everyone needs shirts.
I know.
So someone please, Sasangs, please donate some shirts to your idols because... They're in rags.
They are. Look at them. Can't even afford shirts.
Yeah, it's tragic. It's a humanitarian crisis in K-pop. Mm-hmm. Not enough shirts for male idols.
Nope.
Not enough pant legs for female idols.
It's a struggle that they and we will go through together. We'll make
yes,
it through.
Yes, we will. One them will go through it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Trickster. I guess their concept is like carnival because
carnival like clowns. Just like clowns but also like a lot of playing cards. Yeah. You know, the Joker theme and they were playing cards in the give it to me.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Yes. Give it to me.
Well, I just outed myself, but Bring It On MV. So I'm guessing it's kind of like a, you know, that kind of Joker.
Yeah. Theme. I mean, one of them had like the Joker green hair, so.
Oh, of course. When will that die? Never.
Never. Oh, well. Yeah. But yeah. Solid album.
Yes.
One half of one them. Go them.
Go them. Go one them.
Mm-hmm.
For my last minute song recommendation. Because I had forgotten to think about it.
It's okay. I mean, these are just songs we
exactly, but I'm just mentioning it because, well, first of all, I actually had this one in mind a couple days ago, and I have been listening to it excessively. I'm only saying that it may be a bit because I just recommended one of his songs, and he doesn't have that many, but my boy, B.O., actually, this is a song that came out after Show Me the Money. It was released in April, and it's called Love Me. And it's so, it's like up-tempo, but still like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but it's so cool. It's so, such a cool beat, such a cool tempo. I really like it. And the song, the lyrics are really cute too. Aww. So yeah, one of my favorites this spring and summer. Check it out, B.O. Love Me.
Nice. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot more. I think like B.O. songs, especially I've been seeing like Counting Stars or something like that.
I love Counting Stars.
Super, super popular in Korea right now.
Yeah, because it's it features Benzino, right?
Oh, okay.
I think it does. So there's probably some like vitamin D going on, which is how we say nepotism in German.
Oh.
Well, I guess the better way to say it in English would be vitamin C because it's vitamin connection.
Oh,
yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, wait, no, it's vitamin B in German. I speak no languages. No languages. It's okay. No, it's vitamin B.
I mean,
B
I thought it was a vitamin D as in like a D joke, but that works too.
You know, I prefer those, but no, it's vitamin B in German. And then in English, I guess vitamin C would make more sense because like the vitamin connection.
Okay.
But no, Counting Stars, great song. Love Me, better song.
Okay, I'll take a listen.
I said it.
I'll take a listen.
We can listen to it after this if you want.
Yeah, cool. All right.
What about you?
My song recommendation for this week, it's my girl, Moon Soo-jin. My girl. Yes, it's my girl, Moon Soo-jin. And also, she did like a duet thing with another singer named Giselle. Mm-hmm. And it's the song Only You featuring Penomeko.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Moon Soo-jin, I love her to bits. Like, I think the first time I ever heard her song was when you were showing me like Simon D's song or something like
yes.
that.
Yes, yeah.
And she was like amazing in that one. But
she was so good on that one.
Yeah. I love her. I want her voice. So this song, apparently, she performed it like 2 or 3 years ago with Giselle, but then they never released the studio version, but now they did. And then, so they released the original version with just those two, and then a new one with Penomeko.
Penomeko.
And, that's you so know, cool. We love Penomeko in this house.
We do. I mean, we kind of hate him a little bit because of what he did to us with TNX, but we also love him.
Yeah, we love him. And also,
we love all of
Zico's friends.
It's another friend group we're trying to get into.
Yeah, call us Penomeko.
Oh, no, please don't.
One of them will call us one day. Totally.
Okay. You know what? Yes. Let's keep manifesting it.
Exactly.
Yes.
We'll do it.
Exactly.
One day.
So we're going to be over here manifesting friendships and watching BO. And in the meantime, we'll see you next week. So until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an Aju Nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!